The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah, the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you think Jesus was being unfairly harsh on the scribes and the Pharisees today when they simply asked for a sign? He answers them, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign." Have you ever asked for a sign from God? I think we all have. And often, it was not for some spurious or frivolous reason, but rather that we might truly believe in God and try to know and do God's will. Yet Jesus has no tolerance for such sign requests and replies with, "You have a greater than Jonah here, and you have a greater than Solomon here." In other words, Jesus being present in their midst is the greatest sign possible. And that should be enough for them. But was Jesus' presence enough of a sign for the people? Apparently not, because they crucified him. More to the point, is Jesus' presence today enough of a sign for us? I remember a remark Bishop Taylor made about visiting the Holy Land. Some people who had made the trip were disappointed when trying to walk the Via Dolorosa. They were jostled by street vendors, the noise of the teeming city, the honking of the cars, people going about their daily lives, oblivious to the sacred places they were stomping all over. And Bishop Taylor said, that is exactly how it was for Jesus as he carried his cross on those streets 2,000 years ago. People ignored him too and went about their daily lives. Now, I might be missing the full force of the bishop's observation, but it seemed like he was saying, what first century Jews experienced with our Lord is a lot like what you and I experience. His bodily presence is truly the sign of signs, the miracle of miracles, the greater than Jonah, greater than Solomon, and greater than everything else in creation. And yet, he is also so easy to miss as just another man. In other words, Jesus' incarnation, his coming in the flesh, the sign of signs, should be sufficient for the Jews and for us. And yet, this sublime sign of the Word made flesh falls short for us
who still seek more signs.
Of course, Jesus is truly present to us today in the form of the seven sublime sacramental signs of baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, holy matrimony, holy orders, confession, and anointing of the sick. Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, the great sign of signs, comes to meet us in seven sacramental signs. Every sacrament, the Catechism insists, is an encounter, a meeting with Jesus, just like the Jews met Jesus on the streets of Jerusalem. And they either believed they were seeing and talking to the Son of God, or they ignored him and went about their daily lives. And many of them, like us, asked Jesus for a sign to verify his divine credentials. In other words, we must ask ourselves, is Jesus' presence today in the sacraments a sufficient enough sign for us? Or do we need further signs of his divinity? This past Saturday, I celebrated a wedding for a wonderful couple, and then I attended the reception later that evening. I talked to another couple at the reception. The woman was raised Baptist, and the man was raised a Catholic. They were truly genuine Christian people and loved the Lord. And they shared their joy in now attending Life Church, including the Catholic man, who no longer goes to Mass. And you may have seen Life Church off of I-540. This couple was inspired by the weekly messages from the main church in Tulsa. And they even sent me a link so that I could hear the messages too. Maybe they thought I'd like to join Life Church. But I had to wonder, why are they there? Especially the former Catholic man. Perhaps you have children or grandchildren that you raised as Catholics, having them baptized and confirmed and making their first Holy Communion. Perhaps you made sure they went to Catholic schools too, sacrificing to pay tuition so many years. But today, they attend other churches, especially non-denominational churches, or they simply stay home on Sunday. So we have to ask ourselves, is Jesus, the sign of signs, truly present in the seven sacramental signs of the church, not enough for them? Do they still need more signs of his presence, his power, and his person? And so they attend other churches? I'm not really sure how to fix this dilemma. On the one hand, Jesus comes to earth, the Word made flesh, and manifests himself as the sign of signs. That incarnation occurred 2,000 years ago, but it continues to occur every time we celebrate the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. Here he is, right on the altar. But on the other hand, we keep begging for more signs, greater and more tangible proofs of Jesus' power, presence, and person. I don't know how to bridge this gap, except to take Jesus' words in the gospel today very seriously. No sign will be given except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. Jesus is talking about his crucifixion, death, and resurrection. In other words, Jesus himself, his life, his ministry, and his love is the sign of signs poured out for us in the seven sacramental encounters. And that should be enough for the Jews and for us. And if that's not enough, well, too bad, because that's the only sign we're going to get. Praise to be Jesus Christ.